how do you let yourself like take the moment and just enjoy for a not just invest everything in the future, but enjoy the present for a while? So how do you make that mental shift?
Yeah, that's a big one, and a difficult one. You're definitely not the only ambitious person struggling with this. Yeah, a lot of my clients have this thing as well. Some are at the stage where they say, okay, rest is productive, so I'm going to let myself have rest. But I also sometimes work with people who literally want to structure every minute of their day to be optimized and great. And that is a good, or I understand the intention behind that, but it doesn't work long term. It just doesn't. There always comes the point where people burn out, either because they've just done too much and not rested enough, and also not just let their minds be okay with spending time however they spend it, which is important. But there also comes a breakdown at some point, because something in your life always comes up. It could be a pandemic, it could be a divorce, it could be a health issue, it could just be a bad week for whatever reason. And then you're thrown, and maybe you're not able to perform at the same level that you were able to just grind through for months on end, because you had a breather for a moment, and then your body just goes, oh no, we're not doing that again. So, you know, if you need to reasons to convince your mind that rest is productive, just avoiding these burnout, depression, or whatever it is for you cycles, that alone saves you a lot of time. If you don't have to spend, you know, a week in bed watching Netflix because you feel like you just literally can't do anything anymore, you know, you might just as well have had some nice, enjoyable, real quality time with yourself or with others beforehand. And this whole idea of, you know, my whole philosophy about productivity is that you don't just need rest. You need rest, but you don't just need it to be productive. It's also just kind of a human right to be able to enjoy your life. And trust me, there is no point in your life where you go, I've succeeded at this big project and now I can relax. It's not, you know, this whole relaxing thing is like a muscle that you need to train as well. You can always find a new goal to focus on. You can always, there is no there in the journey where you stop. Once I get there, I will let myself do X. It doesn't happen. When you get there, you will do something else. Or even if you let yourself relax, you'll probably have a really hard time relaxing because you're not used to it. So I think of taking care of yourself as essential and as a muscle, something that, you know, if when I have a client, we also start to figure out what me time looks like for them, self-care looks like for them. And we also develop this whole mindset of kind of just accepting what is. I mean, I was the same way as you. Like when I started my business, I just felt like I have to work all the time. I worked weekends. I wasn't super productive, but I worked a lot. And over time, as you practice this whole thing and really get that rest is important, I have no issue watching a bunch of Netflix or, I don't know, doing something stupid with my time where I can absolutely not say that it was worth anything much, because that's part of being human. It's just part of, you know, how we spend our time on Earth. And I think that's great. And you don't need to, you know, want to spend hours watching Netflix like I sometimes do, but, you know, just allow yourself to have some quality me time, and also allow yourself to have some trashy me time, and be okay with it. And I do think by doing that more, you might find it easier to accept that that's okay.